Way News. I'm Jim Bertel. China is imposing tariffs on $60 billion worth of imports from the United States, retaliating after President Donald Trump boosted tariffs billions of dollars on Chinese goods. As the trade battle intensifies, the Trump administration may not be done boosting tariffs on Chinese goods. AP's Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
They include laptops, turbine blades, tuna, and garlic. The list of some 3,800 products is a step toward carrying out President Trump's threat to put 25% tariffs on all Chinese imports.
I haven't made that decision yet.
The U.S. Trade Representative's office issued the target list after China announced higher tariffs on some American goods, which followed the president's surprise move to impose duties on $200 billion in Chinese imports. The tit-for-tat fight has spooked global investors, with the Nasdaq posting its biggest drop of the year yesterday and Asian markets falling today. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
A special UN fact-finding mission is urging nations to cut off all ties with Myanmar's military. This is the latest step in its effort to hold Myanmar accountable for human rights abuses against the Rohingya Muslim minority. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Russia for talks that are expected to focus on an array of issues, including arms control and Iran. At his meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, Pompeo explained why he was there.
I'm here today because President Trump is committed to improving this relationship.
Pompeo will be sitting down for talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin later today. For all the latest news, whenever you need it, please visit us at voanews.com and download the VOA mobile app. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, and this is VOA News. The alleged attacks on several oil tankers off the coast of the United Arab Emirates will also be on the agenda in Russia. Edward Uranian reports for VOA, the attacks are further stoking fears of a possible conflict with Iran.
Arab media broadcast amateur video purporting to show a Saudi oil tanker burning heavily in the UAE port of Fujairah Sunday. The UAE indicated four ships were damaged. The UAE Minister of State for Foreign Affairs, Anwar Gargash, said deliberate sabotage of the four vessels took place within the UAE's territorial waters. Saudi oil minister Khalid Al-Falah indicated two Saudi tankers were heavily damaged in a sabotage attack, but that there was no loss of life and no oil was spilled. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
North Korea is accusing the United States of robbery and is demanding the immediate return of a cargo ship seized for allegedly violating international sanctions. The United States says North Korea had used the vessel to export North Korean coal in violation of international sanctions. The first-of-its-kind seizure by the United States further strained ties with North Korea, which appear to be re-entering a period of hostility after a year of nuclear talks. Swedish prosecutors announced Monday they are reopening the rape case against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange following a request from the lawyer of one of the alleged victims. Henry Ridgewell reports for VOA.
Julian Assange was accused of rape by two women following a WikiLeaks conference in Stockholm in 2011. He sought asylum in London's Ecuadorian embassy, claiming the accusations were part of a plot to have him extradited to the United States over his whistleblowing activities. Swedish prosecutors dropped the investigation in 2017. But last month, Ecuador reversed its decision to offer Assange asylum. One of the women who made the rape accusations requested the case be reopened. Assange denies the rape accusations. In a statement, WikiLeaks said the reopening of the case would allow him to clear his name. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
U.S. authorities have arrested 50 people in connection with what prosecutors are calling a large-scale marriage fraud scheme aimed at circumventing immigration laws. According to a grand jury indictment, the scheme operated out of the southern state of Texas and includes people located both there and in Vietnam. And a powerful earthquake has struck Papua New Guinea, triggering a tsunami alert for the country and for the nearby Solomon Islands. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News. VOA 1.